Hello, splendid viewers, and welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Today, we have the pleasure of joining Chef Brooke Katz in the kitchen for the start of a series of exciting vegan cooking shows. Aside from authoring a number of vegan cookbooks, Mr. Katz has lectured and presented cooking demonstrations worldwide. He's been invited to speak on various radio and television programs on the benefits of plant-based nutrition. He has even prepared a vegan luau for the King of Tonga, in addition to cooking for celebrities and politicians. Chef Brooke Katz lives what he speaks and strives to be proof that you can turn your life around for the better simply by changing your diet. At the age of 30, with the guidance of vegan Dr. Michael Clapper, Mr. Katz embarked on lifestyle transition that included a delicious plant-based diet, exercise, sunshine, and herbs, which helped him shed 100 pounds and cured his health ailments. Since then, he has assisted thousands of other people in gaining better health.
An invitation from Supreme Master TV to show everybody how to make seitan. S-E-I-T-A-N. Seitan is a wheat meat. It is the protein of the wheat that is taken away, singled off, and used to make a meat alternative. In the Asian countries, seitan goes back well over 2,000 years. Let me show you this. We can pour this right into this little measuring cup and straight into this bowl. Look at this. This is just like using regular flour on the measuring side of things. Put a couple nice cups in here and then just add it right in here. Now I have something that it's soft, it's flour. I can add my spices and flavoring right to the very start of this. Instead of trying to have to add it afterwards, we can actually make it taste like anything that we want. Now, the basic recipe that I'm going to use is more on lines with, what people would call a beef flavoring, you know, that type of a thing. But the reality is that I could add whatever ingredients and make this taste like chicken, or make it taste like turkey, or make it taste like ham, you know, whatever people's desires are on this level. You could sit there and substitute this stuff in a lot of times, and people don't even know it, especially when you put it into some kind of a recipe. Now, I've got 5 cups here. I measured out 5 cups of flour. The thing about gluten flour, and it's very important, you don't get this wet until it's ready, because otherwise it will just start to adhere to everything. So until you're ready to really start making anything, keep it as dry as possible. Now I'm going to add in my flavorings. So we're going to start out here, and first I'm going to add garlic. And I'm going to put 3 tablespoons of garlic right in there. And I'm going to do the same thing now with the onion powder. And these are going to give us the taste. Now, not only is this going to cook into the seitan recipe itself, but it's also going to be released into the stock, so that the stock will have a nice flavor as well. It'll take on the whole total taste here. Okay. There's 3 tablespoons in there. And now I'm going to do the same thing with a little bit of basil. Basil adds a little bit of a distinctive taste to it. Gives it a little bit of special quality. And on the basil, we'll add 2 tablespoons here. Okay. Now we're going to mix all this together. get it all blended nice, because we want the flavors to be distributed evenly throughout the entire batter here. Now again, you could put anything that you want in here as long as it's dry, as long as there's no moisture to it. So if you felt like using different spices, different flavorings, that's fine. Now if you have something that you want to put in that's wet, that'll go into the other part of the batter. The other part of the batter is going to be a liquid batter. Now what we're going to do is we're going to take the exact measurements that we put in with the gluten and mix that with water, the same proportion. Okay? Now if you want to make the seitan come out more chewy, then you'll add less water. If you want it to be more tender, then you'll add a little bit more water. Okay? These are the things that will change the consistency of the batter itself. Okay, now I'm going to pour in, this is 2 cups of water. Remember, we've got 5 cups there. Okay, and we've got another 2 cups. And on the last cup, I'm going to pour just a little shy. I'm going to put about 2/3 of a cup in. The last 1/3 of a cup, we're going to fill that with tamari. Now, tamari is basically a soy product. It's a fermented soybean, and it has a nice salty quality, but it doesn't use as much sodium as if you were to use regular table salt together. Okay, so we're going to take that and we're going to put that all in to our liquid batter. So we've got 5 cups in there now. Now, for a little extra flavor, this is called liquid smoke. This particular brand is Wright's, and it is exactly what it says. It is liquid smoke, has a smoky flavor to it, and we are going to put a teaspoon of that into our liquid batter. So now we have the liquid batter and we have the dry batter. We're going to mix the two together now. You are going to see something very incredible happen right before your eyes. Now remember, this is the dry batter. It's just like any flour, okay? We can see that. We're going to take a spoon and we're just going to make a little indentation here. And then we're going to pour in our liquid. Okay? We're now going to watch an amazing transformation as that liquid and that powder all combine together to turn into something that you can shape into all kinds of different, okay? Now I'm washing my hands real good here because this is the best way to knead the seitan and make sure everything is even. Get your hands into it. Right inside there. Knead it really good. Put it all together. Then take the mask, go around the bowl. Make sure you got all the dry powder. It'll pick it up just like it was a sponge. Mix it all together really good. Just kind of take my fists and just kind of push it down, push it down. What this is doing is it's taking the air out and it's making it denser. This way it'll look more like the meat that it's supposed to be replicating. We'll put it out on our cutting board. All right, and we're just going to pound it down here a little bit. Turn it over a few times. Get your beak going. Now you can shape it and you can control the thickness depending upon what you want to turn this into. Do you want to turn it into cutlets or you know, little steaks, or if you want to turn it into something that you can slice into sandwich meats, you know, this can all be controlled by how thick that you make this. Okay, got about this thick, which will be really nice to cut into to chunks. And now we're going to take this stock right here that we're going to make. I've got a stock pot here. This is a 12-quart pot. I've got it filled up halfway with water. I'm going to add a cup of the tamari here, just to take a little bit of the bitterness, the bite that the tamari might have here, and give a nice little extra flavor. We're going to take a little bit of rice syrup. You can use molasses or sorghum. You don't want to use something that's really, really sweet. Sugar is going to be a little bit too sweet. And now what this is going to do is this is going to give us a flavored stock, okay, that we're going to boil our seitan in. Now we're going to cut it into pieces again. Depending upon what you want to do, this will blow up about double in size as it boils. So, but this way, when it's done with clean edges, I can slice this and turn this anything I want. I can make it into chunks or little cutlets. And we'll just keep cutting and putting it in there until all of it's used up. Now, we're going to let this boil. You'll notice that all the seitan sinks to the bottom initially. As this cooks, and as the seitan starts to absorb the different flavors and the liquids, it's going to double in size, and it's actually going to rise to the top and float. That's how you'll know later on. So I tell people to bring this back to a boil. To do that, you can put the lid back on it. But be very careful. If you just let that sit there and slide it right there, this will keep the heat in, because most of the heat is still being kept in by the lid, and yet it's allowing it so that it won't boil over. And of course, you'll be able to see it as it comes to the boil. If you want it to be a little tender, you'll let it cook less. If you want it to be a little bit more chewy, then you'll leave it cook a little bit more. But roughly about 40 to 45 minutes is what we're going to let this cook today, okay?
We'll be back in just a moment on how our cooked seitan turned out. You are watching Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living.
If you take your spoon, just to make sure that nothing's sticking on the bottom, you know, just give it a little turn every 10-15 minutes, and now you see how it's all floating like dumplings, you know. That's it. This stock can then be used to make delicious gravies, or you can put in rice or any kind of a grain and cook it in this, you know, cook it up in this. Afterwards, when I make a big batch of seitan like this, I'll take the stock like that, and I'll cut up some mushrooms and some onions and just let it cook down in there, thicken it up maybe, and I've got this delicious gravy that I could sit here and slice up the seitan now like it was a roast beef or something, you know, and then put this right here. Is kind of the kind of thing that you can use this to slice into sandwich meats. You know, you can make this as thin as you want. You can put this on the machines or whatever like that. It slices beautifully. This way, the more tender one, you know, you use this more for cutting into thicker pieces that are chewier. Stir fry, you can use this in shish kebabs. This one is better for grinding, as you'll see in one of the recipes later on. And there are many different choices, many different wide varieties of things to do and utilize with this. So there's never a shortfall on recipes to use this in. This is how we make the basic seitan. And you can make any number of different variations from this. Again, you can change the consistency and make it firmer. You can make it softer and easier to chew. You can flavor it any way you want. You can put food coloring in it, different beets or things like that to change the color of it. But either way you go, you have a viable basic recipe that you can put in and make almost anything that you want. I'm going to show you how to make a few different dishes using the different forms of the seitan here, and hopefully you'll be able to take this and make this at home and have your whole family enjoy it. So thank you very much, and make your family healthier and happier for it.
Please join us on Wednesday, January 5th, to make an extraordinary seitan scallopini with Chef Brooke Katz. Coming up now is Between Master and Disciples, here on Supreme Master Television. May you be blessed with vitality through veganism. For more information on Chef Brooke Katz, vegan recipes, and to purchase his vegan cookbooks, New Favorites, The Gentle Persuasion, and The Really Real Foods, please visit www.brookkatz.com.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.